I have a good word for you today. Good news. I'm going to tell you about the man. Jesus Christ. Who forgave your sins. All the sins you've ever done. Even the sins you will do. In the future. Okay. I want to read you a scripture. In Luke 5. Verse 18. And behold, men brought a bed, a man which was taken with palsy. And they sought means to bring him in and lay him before Jesus. And when they could not find by what way they might bring him in, because of the multitude of people, they went up on the housetop and let him down through the tiling in his couch into the midst before Jesus. So it was in a church like this one here. And Jesus was inside. Preaching. And healing the sick. So they brought this man in the bed. He was very sick. But there was too many people inside. They could not bring him in. So they went on top and broke the roof and put him in there with ropes. Verse 20. And when Jesus saw their faith, he said unto him, man, your sins are forgiven you. Okay, so this man came in, he was very sick, and Jesus said, you are forgiven all your sins.
Verse 21.
And the scribes and the Pharisees began to reason, saying, who is this man which speaks this blasphemy? But God alone. Sorry, who can forgive sins but God alone? But when Jesus perceived their thoughts,
22.
He said unto them, what reason you in your hearts? Whether it be easier to say your sins are forgiven or rise up and walk. So the people of the law of Moses, they were fighting with Jesus. Saying, you cannot just forgive sins. Then in verse 24. But that you know that the Son of Man has power to forgive sins. Then he said to that sick man, stand up and walk and go home. So Jesus, he spoke to the sick man. And even, let's say, a person with HIV/AIDS.
HIV and AIDS.
Which the thing that made that man sick. was the fornication. Then, because of that fornication, he became HIV positive. And then became sick, so he was dying. So Jesus said, your sins are forgiven you. And he was healed. And then the pastors that preached the condemnation, they were saying, no. This man is sinning. How can you forgive the sin? He became sick of this sin. You see, this man is a fornicator. You cannot just say you are forgiven. But Jesus said, I am healing this man. That you can see I have power to forgive sins. And the man was healed. Okay. In Hebrews chapter 10, it speaks about the old covenant with Moses and the Israelites. And then the new covenant that God promised to make with the believers in Jesus. And then he says in verse 16, this is the covenant that I will make with them in those days.
10:16.
Yes. Says the Lord, I will put my law in their hearts and in their minds. And their sins and iniquity I remember no more. It does not speak there about the law of Moses. It talks about the ways of God. Because in the old days, if outside of Jesus, the ways of man is to do evil. Even though the law, it was saying, be good. So people were evil and doing sins, even though the law said you cannot do sin. So even though the law said you must do good things, people were doing sins. So God made a promise to those that believe in Jesus. He said, I will forgive all those sins. And then I'll put my ways in their hearts. So they will no longer do sins. But out of their hearts, will come holiness. Because I will put it in them. The gospel is not about man sinning. And being bad. The gospel is about God forgiving sins. And God putting holiness inside of man. I want to read you another scripture in Acts, chapter 13. Here, the apostles are preaching in the synagogue of the Jews. So the Jews are there and Gentiles, they are outside.
Kona kuli majuda ne bali 10 imani ape bona mama bao magenta uzibona baba mune bainzi kwande.
And they came there to listen to the law of Moses.
Ne batire kutotereza kwa mula wa Moshe.
That brought the condemnation to them.
Yeti sakunyaza kubona.
Because it is how their ways were.
Kona mune bainezi.
But then the apostles were preaching.
Kona zene bakutaza baluti.
Then it says, be it known unto you, verse 38. Be it known unto you, therefore, men and brethren. Through this man, which is Jesus Christ, is preached unto you today the forgiveness of your sins. And by him, Jesus, all that believe on him are justified from all the things that the law of Moses could not justify you. And then, if you read on, it says, even the Jews, they were shocked. And then the Gentiles, the sinners, they said, now we want to believe. The people, they came for the law. And the sinners, they were listening to the law. But they always stayed sinners.
Pardon?
They always stayed sinners. They were Gentiles. Even though they listened to that law every Sabbath, they never became holy people. They were always just Gentiles sitting outside. But when Jesus was preached, and the forgiveness of sins through Jesus, people were made justified even from the things that law of Moses found them guilty. And then the Jews and even the Gentiles, they became saved. The way to salvation is not the law of Moses. You must do this, you must do this, you must do this. Don't do this, don't do this, don't do this. It cannot bring salvation. It just brings consciousness of sin. And if you think about sin all the time, you will just be thinking of sin all the time. And the more you think of sin, the more you think and you'll do sin. If I start telling you here, if somebody takes your things, he's a bad man, he must be beaten. After a few weeks, everybody will just be fighting. Because they just think of fighting all the time. If I talk about smoking, 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 then people are just thinking of smoking. Then you'll see after a while, everybody will be smoking. Is it not true? If I say, beer, 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 you are just hearing beer. Then all you think on is beer. So if I'm preaching of beer, I'm actually making the people drink. But if I preach about the forgiveness and the love of God, People will walk in the forgiveness and the love of God. That's why we preach the love of God. Because then people will walk in the love of God. If we want people to be holy, we tell them how holy God has made them in Jesus. We tell people, if you believe in Jesus, you are holy because you are in Jesus. And when people hear that all the time, they will think and believe they are holy. And if you believe you are holy, you will be holy. If I believe I am a Zambian, then I will walk as a Zambian and eat like a Zambian and even dress like a Zambian. But if I believe I'm an American, I will buy a big car because Americans drive a big car. Because you live as you believe. If you believe you are a sinner, you will sin. If I preach, you are sinners, you just want to go and sin all the time. If you go home, you will think, I am good for nothing but sinning. So you'll just sin all the time. But now we tell you, you are the holiness of God. You are blessed. You can never do anything that will make you more holy or more blessed. If you give money to the church, you will be blessed. If you don't give money to the church, you are also blessed. Because your blessing is not what you do. It's who you are. God made you blessed. If you pray all the time, you are a holy man. If you play soccer all the time, you are a holy man. Because you are holy, because God says you are holy. Not because of what you do. You are not forgiven your sins because you come to church. You are forgiven your sins because God forgave your sins. It doesn't matter what you do or what you don't do. God still loves you. That is what the gospel is about. It's like Bertie explains. That chair, if you sit there and you have just prayed, it says the same as if you have just stolen something and sat there. Because the chair is a chair. And God is God because He is God. Not because of what you do. And even you, you are holy because God says you are holy. Not because of what you do. And that's the gospel that Jesus brought. And we believe that. And that is why we are Christians. We believe in Jesus. We don't believe in ourselves. If we believe in the law of Moses, then we are Jews. We are not Jews. We are Christians. We believe in Jesus Christ. Not in the works of man. Amen.